Jehová, Jehová, Abba. I'm passing out the giant to say, God, we thank you for this evening. We praise your name because you are the great I am. You are the one who was, who is, and who is to come. The ever-existing one. The one who knows no failure. The one who has all power. The one who shuts the door and no man can open. And the one who opens the door and no man can shut. The one who speaks one word. And the whole of the universe will run to attention. We give you all the glory. Lord, we pray here tonight that you do wonderful things. Powerful things. Gracious things. In the name of Jesus. Cause it to happen, Lord. That all those who have come here tonight will not go home with empty hands. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, we are going to raise up our voices now. First thing we are going to do is this. Every spiritual spy in this place, be blinded in the name of Jesus. We put you in darkness in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, pray. Let any strong man dedicated to monitor anyone be paralyzed tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please let's have our seats and take our Bibles.
That's a good belly.
We are starting a very important study tonight, which I think will take us into next week. But let's see how far we go today. And it's an important thing I want you to really concentrate and understand. If you open the door of your house and you sat inside and you don't find that the whole of the house has been bombarded by mosquitoes, if you buy the fleet or whatever it is, or you use broom and you start to kill mosquitoes, as far as that door is still open, all that it will require will be for the mosquitoes to wait for some time. Since the door is still open, they will come in again. This is why you have to listen very attentively tonight. What we are discussing is the reason why so many Christians are in trouble. And then we look at the way out. If we get there tonight. The topic is deliverance of the mind. Deliverance of the mind. In Psalm number 19, verse 14, I pick a verse which we want to keep at the back of our minds before we go on. In Psalm number 19, verse 14, I want us all to read it together as I'm waiting for you to open your Bible. Psalm number 19, verse 14. Have you all opened it? Amen. Let us read together then. Lord, the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, they are acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Once more with a louder voice, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You see, from that single verse, we could give you up to 20 points. But that's, we just pick one out. One is this. The meditation of a person's heart may be either acceptable to God or unacceptable. That is what we don't call acceptable meditation of the heart, unacceptable meditation of the heart. And so the psalmist prayed, the sharpshooter, because the psalmist is a sharpshooter praying, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There was a particular brother who was a Sunday school teacher in his church. And because he was always the one summarizing the Sunday school, the pastor liked him a lot. He was also the friend of the pastor's wife. He used to buy him shirts when she travels to England. But I didn't know that even as this brother was doing all these things, he had an internal bondage in his life. One day as the pastor was going somewhere, was on a bicycle, and he saw this brother, the waiter, to greet him. The brother was smoking a cigarette, a stick of cigarette. But you know when he saw the pastor, he threw the stick of cigarette into his pocket. The pastor waited. He had concluded that the pastor would probably come, greet him, and drive away. But the pastor then stayed for a chat. At our fellowship yesterday, I was this, I was that. You know why? The brother was having problems. Because already the fire at the mouth of the cigarette was causing trouble for his tie. The pastor just noticed that the man was dancing on the spot. But he kept talking. He never could express such a thing from a whole Sunday school teacher. But suddenly, you know, you cannot cover the devil for a long time. It's a very poor revival. It's going to explode. Suddenly, the fire burnt out through his pocket. And the cigarette fell on the floor. He looked at it. The man of God looked at it. Pastor shook his head and walked away in sorrow. That is one person. There's another boy who saw something looking like a small dog in the bush close to their house. And without telling his parents, he took this thing looking like a small dog into the attic in the roof. Whenever they gave him food, he divided the food into two, took half upstairs. The parents noticed that he used to go there. And they asked him, "Do you normally go to bed there?" Nothing. "What do you go to bed there?" Nothing. Amen. It was, the dog did not know. What did the parents know? There was a young lion that the boy saw and thought was a dog. I was keeping it. Keeping it. Hiding it. Telling people nothing. 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 Until one day, the boy forgot to feed this thing for about a week. They had become friends. And the lion had been treating like friends. But a hungry lion does not have friends. When this boy forgot to serve this his pet for a week, and when there, he was now converted to the main. And that's the end of the boy's life. His parents just heard screams, rushed to the attic. They could only find part bits and pieces of the body, because the boy usually locked himself when he wanted to attend to his dog, which has now turned out to be a lion. Beloved, both examples that I've given to you, the examples of people who have dangerous properties in their possession which eventually landed them in trouble. There are many believers who are keeping such destructive properties in their lives, in their pockets. And many of them, apart from those properties, keep sending invitation card to the enemy all the time. Normally, the people who come for deliverance are divided into three groups. There are those who invite the enemy by inheritance. There are those who invite the enemy by decision. There are those who unconsciously invite the enemy. But for some people again, they are consciously sending invitation cards to the enemy. And it's a very dangerous activity to invite the enemies into your own mind, into your own life. It's even more dangerous if you are not aware of the problem. This is what we are saying tonight. The mind. If it is not free from evil influences, if it is harboring dangerous properties, will eventually land the person in trouble. No matter how spiritually high the person may be, you may call the person senior apostle, junior apostle, whatever name you may give the person. You may call the person overseer, superintendent, any name. Leave that mind as dirty properties in it. Beloved, I tell you, he or she is not going anywhere and will continuously be a deliverance candidate. Why is this so? When you learn a man's mind, then you have him. I say that again. When you win the mind of a person, so you already have that person. When you capture the thoughts of somebody, when you control the person, it's as simple as that. Satan therefore fights tooth and nail for the mind of men. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Second Corinthians 11:3. Look at that interesting verse. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Then you know that Satan can corrupt somebody's mind. Then you know that Satan can manipulate the mind of even God's people. Sometimes with surprising ease, very easily. For example, maybe you are not understanding what I'm saying. Why is it that many people find it difficult to memorize scriptures? Simple. Because I somebody removing it from their mind. Simple. It comes to remove the seed. Why is it that some people's mind wander around, they don't pray? It's because that mind is under one evil control. Therefore, the mind of man can jolly well be described as the theater of satanic operations. And the extent to which it can influence your thoughts is the extent to which it can control you. In fact, if human beings refuse to hand their minds over to the enemy, then the devil has nothing else to work with. And you say, but it works on people's body now. Oh yes, but most of the body afflictions originate in the mind. So the mind, therefore, is the center of warfare. Use the battle there, and you use the whole battle. If you win there, you won the whole battle. You must listen to these secrets and understand it very well. Satan has instant and immediate access to each person's mind. He has that access. It's only you who can say, no, I employ barricade. I throw you out. Satan has complete picture of our thoughts and of our imagination, including our motives, whether your motive is only on a whim, including your ambitions, whether it's only on a whim, including your intentions, all the secret ambitions. The man can see it. He knows. Not only this, he is familiar with every weakness and strength of everyone. He knows the defenseless areas. He knows the vulnerable areas. He knows the area which, when he passes, doesn't go like that. And if you permit him, either by carelessness or ignorance, you can plant or remove ideas from your mind. A good thing is coming to the mind, and you know that you had a good idea of what to do, suddenly it is gone. It has been removed. This, I forgot it just now. What I wanted to do just now, and I forgot it like that. Something is wrong with that mind. The devil knows us better than we know ourselves. None of us like to forget our mistakes, our faults. But the devil does not forget. And every wrong feeling, every lust of the heart, every passion, wrong passion, it's stored in the devil's memory bank. He is the one who gives the appetizing suggestions. He offers suggestions that will suit your weakness. The one that will be hard on you and that will make way for progress. You will see that way. That's what the Bible says. There is a way that seemeth right unto me. But the end thereof is death. That way that looks so bad. Then the devil keeps people going. I remember a sister that came for prayer. You people just pray for me. I want to marry a pilot. No other profession. Just pilot. And they said, ask God to give you whosoever is will not. Don't choose your husband by profession. And as you know, as the devil will have it, he provided for our pilot. But the trouble with the pilot was this. He used to beat her like a boxing bag. And she opened her head and got married to him. Now the beating is getting worse. The devil started with our mind. That's corrupted it. Turned it upside down. So she doesn't know what to do again. The devil designs evil and clever suggestions. So clever that they will match the person's weakest point and appear to be the right thing to do. He is an expert at making that kind of counterfeit. In deception, in disguise, he is an expert. I want you to think about it this evening. Who is really in control of your mind? If it is the Holy Spirit, all those things that you are thinking about that are rotten, where did they come from? This is why you cannot take this teaching lightly. The power of suggestion that you bring, pushing that person to people's mind. He so told me that even our Master Jesus, in the garden, he made him to sweat drops of blood. In the garden, pushing things to the body. You want to carry this cup? And they die because of them. And the battle raged on. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When things are repeated in the Bible, it is for emphasis. The Bible is not a book who likes repeating many things. The Bible's policy is take it or leave it. But I want to know, he's not begging you to believe. Not at all. Amen. What he's saying is what he's saying. And it's not going to change what he's saying because you are different. No. The standard is the standard. The requirement is the requirement. What he was saying 2,000 years ago, he's saying now. There's not altered to one single iota. So it's you who will do the changing, not the word of God. The greatest battleground on earth is the heart. Why? Most battlegrounds have two foes fighting. But the heart has three. God wants it.
Okay.
Then wants it. Man, the flesh wants it. So sometimes the evil that people do, they don't sometimes want to do as much as that. But when the flesh now complains to the devil, now becomes terrible. The psalmist knows that the meditation of somebody's heart may be completely unacceptable to God. And because of that, God may decide to close his eyes to everything the person is saying. Because the Bible says, God does not look the way a man looks. A man will look at the physical. But where is God looking? The heart. That's what he's interested in. The faces may be fine. He may be dressed in jacquard, guinea broke, three piece suit, seven piece suit, he doesn't even allow. So God is not interested in all this. He wants to look at the heart. In fact, if God was going to walk by clothes, he should not talk to Elijah at all. Because for 3 years, Elijah did not wash his clothes. There was no water. So he must have been smelling. When God was talking to him, I didn't say people should not take their bath. Amen. Shout
hallelujah.
So it's the heart that is interested in. Those unacceptable thoughts now, they are like the door that a man opens and then he's using mosquito feet and broom to kill mosquitoes. until that area of this man is firmly under God's control. And then it becomes natural for your mind to think the thoughts of God. But when things happen like this, the first place your mind goes to is what God is saying, not what the enemy is saying. When you go to that stage, it's just natural for you. Anything that happens, the most natural thing for your mind is to think God's thoughts. Then you know you have won a great battle. Just the expecting breakthrough. But if you find out a concussion can arise, you have for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 days, the enemy completely occupies your mind and fills you with dead of sorrow. You are just starting. I don't see one more in the world of spiritual growth. If the enemy can keep you depressed for just one day,
then
he's the one controlling you. He's the one controlling you. Thank God. It's just like somebody who, when rain is falling, occasionally beats his hand out of the window and rain will beat the hand. And he puts it down again. There is no rain. That's how such people are doing. It's God. Occasional people who get on fire. They just come to the house of God. All that happens to them is the overflow. When somebody has been filled with the dream, and everything is falling down, it's just the trickles that fall from them. Amen. Such people here tonight should really pray and get their mind delivered. This is why the Bible says, He gave me beauty for ashes. The oil, you know what ashes mean? No, when disaster falls, they pour ashes on the head. So instead of putting ashes on the head, He gives me both of ashes. Then so He gave me oil of joy instead of mourning. Then He gave me garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Think about it, beloved. Paul and Silas, they were sitting down, they said they want to go to Asia. God said no. So they want to go to the other place. God said no. So they are going to another place again. God said no. They sat. And then suddenly, Paul saw a vision. Somebody said, come over to
Macedonia
and help us. So he listened to the voice of God. He heard what God was saying. It was God that said, go to Macedonia and then. And Paul and Silas went to Philippi. But when they got to Philippi now, I've only converted one human. A big breakthrough. Because human was a very rich woman. She was selling purple clothes. Clothes normally used by dignity. So the wonder woman, and the man said, come into my house. Come into my house. Amen. And they came there and they were rejoicing. So just say, 2020, for exactly this man. There's a man in this place. The rich woman's house. Ah, this is wonderful. No wonder you saw the vision. But the next day, things turned. They cast out demons from the girl. And people say, what? They have removed our source of livelihood. And they attack them. The Bible says, they drag them on the floor to the marketplace. And dragging on the floor is not journey by the machine or race
horse.
It's not the kind of thing that will drag you and you have bruises on your body. Drag the person on the floor. Who will drag the person on the floor in England? Why not do the roads as much? Maybe you even have bruises. Let alone in that place as another. And then they drag them there. And the Bible then said, they made many stripes on them. When the Bible says many stripes, it means 39 strokes. And their whip has something like blade put inside. So when they give it to somebody, the flesh of the back will tear like paper. 39. Another time, so now put them in the innermost prison, in the dungeon. It could have been winter when it was very cold. And in the cold air, the back is hurting. They drag them on the floor. All because of what? because they cast out demons. That's all. They preach the gospel, they cast out demons. So that's why they found themselves there. And it was God that said, go there. So, amen. Are you following? Sometimes what we call problem are not problems. It's just a power reaction. They cast out demons now. The enemy says, ah, they attack them again. They threw them into the deepest place. But although the bodies were hurting, the mind was being controlled by the Holy Spirit. Ordinary man, for an average present day Christian, will have broken down and cried. Because of this work, we didn't marry. Because of this work, we didn't do any of them again. We came to this place, we didn't even want to come. God said you should come, and now you are here. He beat us, dragged us on the floor, put us in prison, all because we preach the gospel, and they are qualified to complain and complain and grumble and be overwhelmed by depression. But the Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas broke and sang praises to God. Then added a little phrase, said, and the prisoners had them. You know that it was not quiet. They were doing it out loud. And now what happened? Earthquake. God shook the place and set his men free. And now a lot of times, when you allow the enemy to capture your mind, and you are so unhappy, you are so depressed, you are losing a big victory. Big one! 1 minute of your depression may take 20 years miracle away. What will have happened to Paul and Silas if they just sat down and had a calm? That prison will not shake. The prisoners will not be set free. The jailer will not be saved. And the next time they say, now you can go. They set them free. Think about it. Do you have the garment of praise or the spirit of heaviness? You have the spirit of heaviness. Maybe you look at the economic situation and you conclude that it's so bad, and the best thing is to be eating the bread of sorrow. What happened is this: you are losing miracles. You are binding God's hands from moving on your behalf, and you are playing the exact game the devil wants you to play so I can fire you. Why don't you behave as if all the fellows in the world belong to them? Yes, when Jesus died on the cross, beloved, what was his last statement? It is finished. That's what he said. In Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs chapter 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your thoughts will dictate the kind of person you have. The mind is where all our troubles begin. Also, it is the place where God begins to work. If you can open half this evening, I'm sure that many of us will run away and never come over. Let's see how seriously the scriptures use this matter. The first time God decided to destroy man, why did he do so? Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Verse 5, that's right. And God saw the wickedness, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Listen to this. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's all, it's the mind. In the heart. the tax. That's what God looks at. That's the incubation of everything that we do. And when God did this, then at the Tower of Babel, that's Genesis 11, verse 6. Genesis 11, verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, these people is one. They all have one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be strong for them to do. We can imagine to do. Because of the imagination again. Go to. Yes, and let us go down. And they have confined their language. But they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left up to bring the city. Therefore, the name of it called Babel. Because the Lord did there confine the language of all the earth. And from thence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. That Babel is also what is known as Babylon. Amen. Why did God scatter them? The imagination of the heart again. This is why you must examine your heart tonight. What type of thing you think about? Who is controlling the place? Do you know? As some people who speak in tongues and speak in tongues and speak in tongues. But you know they keep shut like this. They start thinking rotten things. Something is wrong somewhere. This is why the Bible makes this important noise. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. What is the noise that the word of God made? Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. So above all things, he said, keep your heart. And the bring God the Bible. So, yes, sir. This is not me, sir. God bless you, sir. I wish you my answer. But this is not me, sir. In the month, 1992. At 3 o'clock, before the voting, then again, in October, that same year, then, around 5 o'clock, set a violent center. I met all the hours looking. Then, the bad heart. God said, first heart to be part of me. They can't work with you. You are bearing God. The God where you are meant to arrive here to redeem us, I will please God. You are turning to the black record. The writing back to you. Some people are so deep and blocked up in their mind. But unto the power of evil, they will say, what's anybody? They will incubate the evil. Because something is wrong. We come to God. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me. Holy Ghost fire, fire fall on me. Like I say, fire fall on me. When the fire comes in, salam, salam. He fell on this person. He fell down there. Now go to look at the next person. He is ready. Amen. Not the kind of believer who wake up in the morning. Just sleep the front of your door mouth. If anybody is out there, don't tell us. Yes, the one that can sleep me. Alone. And so I cannot be sleeping with feet of useless people. For that heart. Amen. Such is it. you have to be born. In Romans 1:21. So because that when they know God, they glorify the name of God, neither of people, but become born in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, you don't read the person who blinds the heart. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of those who believe not. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the image of God, shall shine over them. A blind heart. No light. In such heart. Instead of light, you have the spirit of suspicion. That's what we need. Number 5 degree. In 1 Thessalonians 5:9. It was first test of the man. There is an evil among all things that are done under the sun. But as one is given to all, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil. And madness is in their heart, right? They
know.
The heart can be mad. This is why some arts are never
perfect.
The art is just like somebody throwing things all over the place. I see the whole of the place is in disarray. First people always go from one subject to other, from one subject to the other. The art is unreasonable and
confused.
Something else is concerning
you.
Not yet the Holy Spirit. If the blessed does a very few death in time,
they
will call time to help you. Amen. Some people are coming to say, oh, I don't know why I'm very nervous in my head. Some people are talking to my head. It's because people are talking to your mouth. This is where we are going to stop. We shall continue next by the grace of God. The year you are stepping on is an area where I want you to really pray aggressively. If you lose the battle of the man, you lose all battles. All other things cannot be won. The enemy will then be rejoicing. Because you may be falling through your body and doing all kinds of things to the body. If you get the heart, that's all we want. A lot of people will start and do all, you find, you only, find, you start. When your heart is not holy, how can the body be holy? Oh, by the grace of God, I'm born again. By the grace of God, I have the Holy Spirit. By the grace of God, I'm sanctified. By the grace of God, I'm living a holy life. But the heart is still confused. Something else is concerning. Tonight, beloved, the prayer to heal the man
is
an aggressive prayer. Because it has to do with the controlling center. The fearing. I'm going to disease number 6. In this series today, the heart can be doubtful or unstable heart. In the book of Psalm chapter 12 verse 2, Psalm 12:2, it has this to say: they speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. When the heart is double, then it's unstable. And that passage in James chapter 1 verse 6
said
that it who doubt, if you are wavering, if you are like the storms of the sea thrown here and there, let not such a person think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So when the heart is wavering, is unreliable, is skeptical, uncertain, then you know something is wrong with that heart. The heart is not under the control of the Holy Spirit. This is number 7, that the heart can be hard. In Mark chapter 6 verse 52,
Mark 6:52
says this,
sorry,
for they consider not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. The heart can be hard, treasuring wrath unto itself. So receive this, the heart will still be hard. Take this, the heart will be stubborn. That's what the Bible keeps saying. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. That is another disease of the heart. Some people make up their minds what they want to do, and doesn't matter what God is saying, they are not ready to change. It's hardness of heart. And under the New Testament, God has no room for hardness of heart. The disciples of Jesus came to Jesus one day, and they began to ask questions about marriage, about several things. Jesus said, who wants to marry your wife? You can't put your wife away.
It is
forever. Even if she's the worst witch, the bottom of hellfire, you can't.
The
disciples says, but Moses told us, we should give them certificate of divorce.
Said,
that was because of the hardness of your heart.
So,
but in the beginning, it was not so. Amen. And he went to explain. And when the disciples heard what Jesus was saying, if the like, regulation is this stuff, so then it is better not to marry. Jesus said, not every man can cope. Amen. So under the New Testament, no room for hardness of heart. There is room for the heart of flesh.
Because
it says, I will give you the heart of flesh. A believer is not somebody who sticks to his guns and everybody is saying, please, say no. This is my principle. That principle is it from God? No, but it is my principle. It's hardness of heart. And God does not welcome it. That heart is sick. 8. The heart can be proud. That is, it will feel superior to others. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, it says this, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. So when the heart is proud, or as in Psalm 101, verse 5, Psalm number 101, verse 5, this is God speaking. Who so privileged slandered his neighbor, him will I cut off. I hope you heard that one very well. Him that hath a high look, and your nose is above the head of everybody like that, and a proud heart will lie not suffer. Amen. A lot of people like to live a show glass life, like you are putting buns and puff inside show glass. That's how they want. When they dress, they want to look different than everybody else. If they buy a car, it has to be different from that of everybody. Anything they do, it has to be different. A proud heart. The Bible says, seekest thou anything great for thyself? This ungodly ambition, seek it not. Be humble. When somebody is proud on the outside, it's first of all started from the heart. If somebody is humble too, it starts from the heart. Amen. And you know, it's sometimes strange that when evil things begin to happen, the first people that are cleared off are the proud people. Why? We put a Sunday school class together. This class contains professors, doctors, nurses, lawyers. And I will put a primary six carpenter there. Say, you are the teacher. Teach. And they said, no, can't listen to this one. He doesn't have education. Amen. And then problem starts. Instead of running to the carpenter, no, I'm not going. And they are cut off. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people come and they just look and say, well, I am looking for my class. I have class. When I go to a place, I have class. So when they don't find my class, finish, that's it. Don't worry. There is class in hellfire too. That is a proud heart. And sometimes, all these people call my class, they are the ones destroying them. The unfriendly friends. No. The heart can be hypocritical. In Mark chapter 7, verse 6. Mark
7:6.
He answered and said unto them, well, have Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written? These people honored me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Hypocrisy of the heart. Hypocrisy of the heart. Pretending to be what you are not. Smiling, fake smiles. That is one of the problems of the British. Amen. And God is dealing with them for it. Amen. Some people will be killing you right at your back. And they'll be smiling every day.
Okay,
good boy. How are you? But at the back, something else completely. Those who do such things, they are actively working for the devil. This is why we sometimes tell our people that the devil's best work is done by those who claim to love the Lord. Did you hear what they said that brother did? Don't say, I told you. Amen. I know we have a rule here at Mountain of Fire. Somebody comes to you. I said, did you hear what they said about you? Hold the hand. Let us go to this person who said it. If he refuses to go, or she refuses to go, we expel them from here. They are the Akans. Then the same person that you are saying, did you say? In fact, we are praying for you. God help you. God will strengthen you. Or else you don't really mean it. Left to you, if he falls down and die the next minute, the person will be happy. Hypocritical heart. And God hates hypocrisy. Because of that, so the hope of the hypocrite shall vanish, shall perish. God hates it so much. It is hypocrisy when you sit on the fence.
That's
why as far as God is concerned, if you know you want to be a Christian, then go deep. Dig deep. Collect everything that God says you should collect. And be very serious with it. If you know you want to be worldly,
you
go pata. Don't stay in the middle. Because if you stay in the middle, when we fire our arrow at mountain of fire, you collect it. When the devil fires his own arrow, you collect two. Arrow from both sides. So why not just belong to one side thoroughly? Amen. God hates hypocrisy in any form. Now,
listen.
Number 10. The heart can be covetous. Covetousness of the heart. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Hebrews 3:12. Take it, brethren. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. When you read that scripture from the beginning, you'll find the covetousness of the Israelites. You move on now to 2 Peter, a book before Hebrews. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 14. It says this: having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have excised with covetous practices. Then did you hear what he said? Cursed children. This, when the heart is covetous, when I sit on him, I want it. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want it. All these things, they make it to be clear that that heart is sick. 11. The heart can be wicked. When we say wicked, we mean it can be malicious and ungodly. In Proverbs 21:27. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A wicked mind. The heart too can be foolish. That's to number 12. That is stupid and unintelligent. In Proverbs 29:11, that is to say, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man kept it in till afterwards. That was Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. How many have we done now? 13. The heart can be carnal. In Romans 8:7. Romans chapter 8:7. We are saying all this to be clear to you what we mean by deliverance of the mind. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. The carnal mind will always think of carnal things. Worldly thoughts. Unspiritual thoughts, materialistic thoughts. That's what feeds the carnal mind. His greatest prayer point is for ugly things. He didn't understand that the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. If you didn't read, the psalmist saying, I have been young.
So
now I'm old. I have not yet seen the righteous being forsaken, or his children begging bread. I challenge you to show me a righteous man who is poor. No. 14. The heart can be vain.
At
this hopeless heart, non-productive, ineffective, as far as God is concerned. In Ephesians 4:17. Ephesians 4:17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their minds. When you hopeless thinking, hopeless man, non-productive. 15. The heart can be corrupted. We've already read 2 Corinthians
11:3
last week. Corrupted means decayed and debased and erroneous. They're always talking rubbish, smelling things. The kind of thing that even if they say it over the microphone, they will cover their faces. That's what they had to be thinking of. Such art is corrupted. 16. The heart can be wearied. In Hebrews 12:3. A weary heart. Hebrews 12:3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. That's Hebrews 12:3. That is, the heart could be tired, stressed, and fatigued. So what are we saying then? The mind can minister death or life. Amen. And this is why Jesus in his teaching, he isolated 7 problems in the heart. Jesus told us that the heart can be hardened to spiritual reality. Jesus also told us that the heart can be blind and incapable of seeing what is obvious to a spiritual person. Jesus also told us that the heart is where sin begins, not the brain, not the leg, not the stomach. Jesus also told us that the words we speak in our mouths,
they
are first of all conceived in the heart. Jesus told us that one. Jesus also makes us understand that Satan operates his tempting powers in the heart. Jesus also told us doubt begin in the heart. Sorrow and trouble, they work within the heart. So if the situation is like this, why we don't say the word deliverance? Deliverance could be for the body, for the soul, for the spirit. When you got born again, it was your spirit that got born again. Because you got born again, you didn't become taller or sharper. Although some people could become thinner because of fasting. But when you got born again, it was your spirit, your inner man, that got born again. Your soul,
okay,
and it's your mind.
Okay.
It needs to be renewed with the word of God. There are therefore powerful spirits that can influence a person's spirit. Some of these spirits are so powerful sometimes, if it's in the spirit, they can bring out the spirit of a person
out of the body.
Wọ́n lè yọ ẹ̀mí ènìyàn jáde kúrò lára rẹ̀.
Those are demons of the spirit.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ti ẹ̀mí ni.
Those of you were not here when we did the slumbering spirit.
Àwa tí a sí níbi nígbà tí a ṣe ẹ̀mí tí ń tògbé.
Maybe you should go and lis ten to the tape.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ká lọ gbọ́
ìgbàgbọ́ sílẹ̀. Some evil spirits work on the spirit of man.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí búburú kan ń ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ẹ̀mí ènìyàn.
But ìwé lélẹ̀ ìjọba ni gẹ̀rẹ́.
Wọ́n ní kí o tó bá di àtúbí.
Working on your spirit by evil spirit becomes impossible.
Ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ẹ̀mí rẹ láti ọwọ́ ẹ̀mí búburú kò lè ṣeéṣe mọ́.
But they can stay in the soul, they can stay in the body.
Wọ́n lè dúró nínú ọkàn kan sì dúró sínú ara.
This is why some Christians, although they are born again, they speak in tongues. There are still things chasing them around at night.
Nínú àwọn onígbàgbọ́ kan lóòótọ́ wọ́n di àtúnbí o, wọ́n ń fèdè fọ́ ṣùgbọ́n àwọn kan sì ń lé wọn kiri lóru.
There are powerful spirits that operate in the soul and also in the body.
Àwọn ẹ̀mí tó lágbára wà tí wọ́n ń ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ọkàn àti nínú ara.
Since the state of your mind now.
Nígbà tí ipò ọkàn rẹ.
Determines the spiritual quality of your life.
Tó jẹ́ òun ló ń sọ bí o ti rí nípa tẹ̀mí.
Then a lot of people need deliverance of the mind before they can enjoy the quality of life God has for them.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ló wá nílò ìdáǹde ti ọkàn kí wọ́n lè gbádùn àǹfààní ohun tí Ọlọ́run ní fún wọn.
Have you ever been in a situation.
Ó ti wà nínú ipò kan rí.
Where you know that certain things that you are thinking you don't want to be thinking it.
Ṣé o mọ̀ pé àwọn nǹkan kan tó ń ronú lé lórí o fẹ́ máa rò wọ́n.
And you try to control to discipline yourself.
O gbìyànjú láti má rò wọ́n mọ́.
Ọ̀sẹ̀ nílé di tata bá.
Olóyè èrò yìí tún padà.
Sometimes.
Tàbí nígbà mìíràn.
Things creep into your mind.
Àwọn nǹkan kan rọra kúrò wọnú ọkàn rẹ.
That you would rather prefer that people don't write down.
Kò bá dára pé kí àwọn èèyàn má kọ́ lẹ̀.
If you pass through, if you are passing through that kind of state.
Tó bá ń la irú àwọn ipò báyìí kọjá.
There is only one thing wrong.
Ohun kan ló máa ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
There is a gap.
Àlàfo wà.
Between where God wants your mind to be.
Láàrin ibi tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí ọkàn rẹ wà.
And where it is now.
Àti ibi tó wà báyìí.
And that gap has to close.
Àlàfo yìí sì gbọ́dọ̀ dí.
If it's not closed.
Tí ò bá dí.
And the person is falling far short.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ sì.
Falling behind.
Ó ń kùnà.
Behind.
Ó ń kùnà.
Behind.
Ó ń kùnà.
Person is missing the mark.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ń tàsé.
Eventually at the end of the day, beloved.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ló pin.
Such people will find themselves in hellfire.
Wọ́n bára Ọlọ́run àpáde o.
Because of their heart.
Nítorí ọkàn wọn.
And they may get to the throne of grace.
Wọ́n lè dé ìtẹ́ orí ọ̀fẹ́.
Somebody says why.
Ẹnu kan ni.
We warned you about this.
A kìlọ̀ fún ẹ nípa ilé.
So what do you mean by warn me sir?
Kí ló ń sọ nípa pé o kìlọ̀?
So we warned you several times.
A kìlọ̀ fún ẹ láìmọye ìgbà.
Through the scriptures.
Nípa ibi.
Through the ministers of God.
Nípa àrùn
ìjọba. But we still listen.
Mo kọ̀ láti gbọ́.
So but I didn't commit fornication.
Ìjọ aṣàgbèrè.
I didn't take anybody's wife.
O bá ya láyà.
So but you're always thinking evil.
Ṣùgbọ́n ò ń ro ibi.
Against yourself.
Lòdì sí ara ẹ.
Human life is governed and controlled by thoughts.
Ayé ènìyàn ni èrò rẹ̀ ń darí.
And imaginations of the mind.
Àti ohun tó wá láti ọkàn.
As we are sitting down now, listen to the word of God.
Ẹ ṣe jókòó tí à ń gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
There are people who are busy planning now how they are going to do commit their armed robbery tonight.
Àwọn kan wà tí wọ́n jókòó tí wọ́n ń pinnu bí wọ́n ṣe jalè lálẹ̀.
There are some people now who are ironing their dresses, they want to go to the press
office. Àwọn kan wà tí wọ́n ń lo aṣọ, wọ́n fẹ́ lọ sílé àwọn aṣẹ́wó.
It starts from the mind.
Láti ọkàn ló ti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
There.
Níbẹ̀.
If something can just scratch that thing off of their mind.
Tí ohun kan bá kàn lè hà kíní kúrò lọ́kàn wọn.
Then what they want to do they can't do.
Òun tó fẹ́ ṣe wọn ò lè ṣe.
Immediately the thoughts of the heart differ from the thought of Christ.
Ní kété tí èrò ọkàn tó bá ti yàtọ̀ sí èrò Kristi.
Satan and his demons move in.
Satani àti àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn rẹ̀ wọ́n rora wọlé.
Once your mind.
Ṣé ọkàn rẹ.
Is not in the following state that I'm going to mention now.
Tí o bá wà nírú àwọn ipò tí mo fẹ́ mẹ́nu báyìí.
Then you need deliverance of the mind.
O nílò ìdáǹde ọkàn.
That is the truth beloved.
Òtítọ́ rẹ o, olùfẹ́.
What state.
Ipò wo.
Does God want our mind to be.
Lọ́lọ́run fẹ́ kí ọkàn wa wà.
In Isaiah chapter 26.
Isaiah orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 3.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹta.
Isaiah 26:3.
Orí kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n. Wo Isaiah.
Unfortunately.
Ẹjọ́ ṣe ni láàánú.
Many Christians are very poor at Bible reading.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ onígbàgbọ́ ni wọn ò lè ka Bíbélì dáadáa.
Some read just to quieten their conscience.
Àwọn kan kan ń kà á láti jẹ́ kí ẹ̀rí ọkàn wọn kó dákẹ́ ni.
Others have turned the Bible to a bigger charm.
Àwọn mìíràn ti sọ di ògùn ńlá.
Just to increase the size of the pillow.
Lákan ti jẹ́ kí ìrọ̀rí wọn kó tún tóbi sí.
Others have turned it to a sleeping tablet.
Àwọn mìíràn ti sọ di ògùn ọrùn.
So that when they find it difficult to sleep, they
carry the Bible.
Others want to make akọ.
Àmìràn fẹ́ ṣe yànga.
So they went and bought King James that they don't understand.
Wọ́n lọ ra King James tí òye wọn.
When there are simpler Bibles around.
Bàtà Bíbélì tí ó lè ṣèyí wọn wà.
Others go around with Gideon.
Àmìràn máa lọ kiri pẹ̀lú
New Testament.
Máa jẹ̀mú titun.
And the devil is quite happy.
Inú èṣù sì dùn.
Keeping people like that.
Ó pa ènìyàn mọ́ bẹ́ẹ̀.
An average Christian.
Onígbàgbọ́ díẹ̀.
Should know nothing less than 56 memory verses.
Tó gbọ́dọ̀ dín ní ọgọ́ta ó dín mẹ́rin ẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì.
Sorry, 52 memory verses.
Méjìléníàádọ́ta.
Let's assume that he's been learning he learns one every week.
Ẹ rárá ni pé lọ́sẹ̀ kan ẹyọ̀kan ló ń ká sórí.
or every week of the year.
Yes,
and if he's been born again for 5 years,
he's
supposed to know 52 times 5.
Oh, yeah, we're
not even saying that one.
Ah, yes,
at least an average Christian
who
is thoroughly reading the Bible should at least have 52 memory verses in his head.
Oh, yeah,
if it's not so,
so baby,
no wonder the mind of many people are not renewed. Because that's the only thing that can renew your mind. When you pack your heart full with the word of God, there are many things that cannot come in. Because
when
they raise their head, you say it is written. But when you don't know what is written, so how will they go? Amen.
Amen.
This is a very serious affair.
The
devil is quite happy. A lot of people can recite all kinds of books to us. And recite poetry. And tell the stories of tortoise without missing one word from what their grandfather told them. But call them now. Say, okay, give me the names of the 12 disciples of
Jesus.
Shall I give it a try now?
Second, card on by.
Will I challenge you? Call about 10 people and ask them to tell me the names of Jesus' disciples. All 12. You find that they probably remember John, Peter,
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. From there,
that's it.
Trouble starts. Amen. Isaiah.
Where Isaiah
26 verse
3.
Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted on thee. An healthy mind, the first mark, it has perfect peace. Peace in the heart. The reason the world is in disarray is because in the heart of man there is war going on. So that war, they transfer it outside to people. The armed robbers are shooting people all over the place.
Because
gunshots are first of all going on in their heart before they start shooting it outside. People steal money. Why they should not steal money? It's because it's in their heart. That's the time they jailed a whole professor for selling rice. And
they
began to say, well, you people that are going to jail me now, by jailing me, it's a disgrace to my village. Why didn't you think about that? Amen. But perfect, when your heart is in perfect peace, a healthy heart will be humble.
Ọkàn tí ó dá yóò nírẹ̀lẹ̀.
Humble.
Yóò nírẹ̀lẹ̀.
Four.
Ìkẹrin.
In Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Rome oríkejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkejì.
I'm talking about the healthy heart.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ọkàn tí ara rẹ̀ dá.
Romans 12 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. A healthy heart will have been transformed by renewal. Transformed by renewal. Number 5. In Philippians chapter 2.
Philippi orikeji.
Verse 5.
Ese ikarun.
Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in
you,
which was also in Christ.
A healthy
mind will have the mind of Christ. The mind of
Christ.
And what is the mind of Christ? He came to die for sinners. He gave himself. He was a source of blessings to others. He was not selfish. He was sinless. Let that mind be in you. 6.
Be careful.
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
Because you Timothy, you're looking at
2 Timothy 1:7.
Okay, you Timothy, you're looking at
For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run kò fún wa ní ẹ̀mí ìbẹ̀rù.
But of power.
Kí lóye ti agbára.
Of love.
Àti ti ìfẹ́.
And of a sound mind.
Àti ti inú tí ó yè koro.
A healthy heart will be a sound mind.
Ọkàn tí ó dá yóò ní òye tí ó yè koro.
Will rightly divide the word of God.
Yóò mọ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yàtọ̀.
We won't just wake up one morning and
say, "Ọbọ̀ ní ìjọba kan."
Give unto Caesar what is Caesar.
Ẹ̀rù Kẹ́sàrì ohun tí ń ṣe ti Kẹ́sàrì.
Over here for example.
Níbi fún àpẹẹrẹ o.
Even if the parent of somebody was carrying fire on the head.
Bí òbí èèyàn bá ti ẹ̀ gbéná rù.
We don't supply alcohol.
A kì í fún èèyàn lọtí.
For wedding for anybody.
Fún ìgbéyàwó fẹ́nikẹ́ni.
Amen. If you expect alligator pepper.
Tó bá ń retí atari.
We will bring nickel sweet.
A gbé nickel wá.
Amen. Wọ́n sọ lọ́pọ̀ kan sẹ́, "Okay, you don't know my father, you don't know my mother, they will not accept." So we don't have to know your mother and your father. The only person we need to know is the Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes they go to another place and get strange counseling.
Wọ́n á sì rí ìgbà ìmọ̀ràn àjèjì.
The funny pastors will tell them. Give unto Caesar.
Give unto Caesar.
What is Caesar?
Ohun tí ń ṣe ti Kẹ́sàrì.
The question is your father Caesar?
Ìbéèrè ní bàbá ẹ̀ Kẹ́sàrì.
Amen. Sound mind.
Inú tí ó yè koro.
And the last one.
Èjì ó kẹ́yìn.
In Revelation 17:9.
Ìfihàn orí kẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹsàn-án.
And here is the mind which has wisdom.
Ní ìní ìtumọ̀. Tí ó lé ọgbọ́n wa.
You can read the rest of that place later.
A lè ka ogun ẹ̀.
A healthy heart will be a mind filled with wisdom.
Ọkàn tí ó dá yóò jẹ́ ọkàn tí ó kún fún ọgbọ́n.
Amen. Perfect peace.
Eléyìí tí ó pé.
Loving God with all your heart.
Àlàáfíà tó pé fífẹ́ Ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú ọkàn.
Humility of the mind.
Ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ ọkàn.
Transformation by renewal.
Ìyípadà nípa
ìrẹ̀lẹ̀ ọkàn. The mind of Christ.
Ọkàn Kristi.
A sound mind.
Inú tí ó yè koro.
A mind filled with wisdom.
Ọkàn tí ó kún fún ọgbọ́n.
Check your mind with all this.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká yẹ ọkàn wa wò pẹ̀lú àwọn
kan. Before you know whether there is sickness there or not.
Ìwà ló mọ̀ bóyá àìsàn wà ń bẹ̀ àbí kò sí.
And if the mind is then sick.
Tí ọkàn bá wá ń ṣe àìsàn.
That sickness.
Àìsàn yìí.
Is the food of evil spirits.
Òun ló ń jẹ ẹ̀mí búburú.
And they come.
Wọ́n sì wá.
And therefore.
Nítorí náà.
Say you have spirits of confusion.
Ó wá ní ẹ̀mí rúdurùdu.
I'm telling about the demons of the mind now.
Mo sọ àwọn ẹ̀mí ògùnkùn ọkàn ni.
Spirits of confusion.
Ẹ̀mí rúdurùdu.
Spirits of fear.
Ẹ̀mí ẹ̀rù.
Spirits of pride.
Ẹ̀mí ìgbéraga.
Lust.
Ìfẹ́kùfẹ́.
Criticism.
Ẹ̀gàn.
Spirit of poverty.
Ẹ̀mí òṣì.
Do you know that poverty is a spirit?
Ṣé o mọ̀ wípé ẹ̀mí ni òṣì?
And stays inside the heart.
A dúró sínú ọkàn.
If somebody sees and say, "Well,
ẹnìkan bá jẹ́ bàbá nìyẹn."
My grandfather was.
Bàbá mi.
Poor.
Kò lówó.
My grandmother was.
Ìyá mi náà.
Poor. Therefore.
Nítorí náà.
Himself must be.
Òun náà fúnra rẹ̀.
Poor.
Wọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ òtòṣì.
So that one is already there.
Eléyìí ti wà nbẹ̀.
A spirit.
Ẹ̀mí ni.
Violence.
Ipa.
Is under demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ọkàn mìíràn ni.
Worry.
Ìrònú.
Is under demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ti ọkàn ni.
A lot of the sisters will look more beautiful if they stop worrying their
balance. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ obìnrin ni yóò dún lẹ́wà sí tí wọ́n bá dá dúró àti máa ronú.
And it is a vicious circle.
Ẹ jẹ́ kó ń yí koyin.
God provide this.
Ọlọ́run pèsè.
God say wait.
Ọlọ́run dúró.
Then you are getting worried.
Ìwọ ń ronú.
Because you are getting worried.
Ìwọ ń ronú.
Your worry becomes unbelief.
Ìrònú ìwádìí
àgbàgbọ́. It turns to fear.
Ó
di
ẹ̀rù.
It's under demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí búrú ọkàn náà ni.
Laziness.
Ọlẹ́.
It's under demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ti ọkàn náà ni.
Amen. Ignorance.
Àìlóye.
It's under demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí búrú ti ọkàn náà ni.
Depression.
Ìnira.
Something just envelopes the heart gbin.
Òkùnkùn ọkàn gbé ọkàn náà wọ̀.
And that level.
Nípò yìí.
Such people lose interest in living. They lose interest in everybody.
Ayé wọ̀ gbó.
They lose interest in anything.
Fẹ́ rí ẹnikẹ́ni wọn sì fẹ́ rí ohunkóhun.
Rejection.
Ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
It's another demon of the heart.
Ẹ̀mí búburú ọkàn náà ni.
Demon of the mind. Nobody likes me.
Bọ́sẹ̀ tó fẹ́ mi.
Nobody wants me.
Bọ́sẹ̀ tó wú
fẹ́ mi. This is a normal reaction.
Ẹ̀mí bọ́sẹ̀ máa ń ṣe
náà. I mean that they are just liking me now.
Ọmọ ọkọ fẹ́ mi.
They won't like me again.
Ẹ̀yin ìgbà díẹ̀ sọ, wọ́n kórira mi.
Spirit of rejection.
Ẹ̀mí ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
Such people, when you tell them.
Bí
I tell you the Bible says.
Bíbélì sọ.
When my mother and my father forsake
me.
It is then God who say, "Welcome." Demon of rebellion.
Ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn ìṣọ̀tẹ̀.
Is in the heart.
Ọkàn ló wà.
A mother told the son.
Ìyá sọ fún ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀.
Sir, don't stand on that place.
Má dúró síbẹ̀ yẹn.
He refused.
Ó kọ̀.
I will spank if you stand there.
Má dúró ẹ̀ tó bá dúró síbẹ̀.
He still refused.
Ó kọ̀.
So the mother gave him some beating.
Ìyá wa lù ú.
Then he left the place and sat in another place. Then the mother said, well, so you see, now this is what you learn by not listening to instructions.
He said,
Mama, he said, I'm standing there in my heart. Amen.
He
says, rebellion. It's a thing of the mind. Self-importance. Amen. Some people will change their style of walking. Bend to one side and wriggle a little bit more. Because I just want people to know that well, that important. Some to expand the shoulders.
There
are demons.
They are demons.
Deception. Sound that demon of the heart. Sexual perversity. The demons of the heart. Wicked imagination. The demons of the heart. Why should a small boy light catch a rat? Put the rat inside a box. Then it will light, strike a match. And be using it to burn the tail of the rat. How could you imagine that kind of thing? It's wicked imagination. Frustration. It's a demon of the heart. Greed. It's a demon of the heart. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
At one spiritual clinic a long time ago, I gave the illustration of a poor man.
He was
really poor. Then somebody gave him an offer.
So
come. You are blessed today. So what to do is this. See this land? Just begin to walk it. The longer you can walk, the more land will give to you. And the man started to walk. And he began to walk. And he walked and walked and walked until he fell down and died. Greed.
Amen.
He wanted as much of the land as possible, so he kept moving until his last strength was gone. Impatience. It's a serious demon. Beloved, if we remove impatience from marriage, the place will almost be heaven. Impatience. Suicide. It's a demon of the heart. So that's why it's very interesting in a place like England and some places in Europe. Some people will say they want to die. They will go and climb a top building. And then the government spends so much money training people to persuade them not to jump. So once they climb the thing like that, they will stay there for a while. Then somebody climbs and say, ah, don't die. Life is sweet. Why should you jump like this? Occasionally, they abuse the father of the person talking and jump. It's a demon. Lack of concentration.
I focus.
Not concentrate.
Mind
is so easy.
It's
a demon. Uncontrollable thoughts. You cannot put foot or bounce. Stop thinking this. They are the demons of the heart. In 2 Corinthians now, chapter 10, verse 10. From verse 4.
That is a caring.
2 Corinthians 10. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing exert itself against the knowledge of God, and making it a captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So it is a spiritual warfare to capture these things that are bothering the heart. How then do you deliver your mind? One,
Ekene.
Believe what God has said about the enemies of the mind.
Ba ohun ti Olorun wi gbo nipa ta okan.
Which is what we have been saying since last week.
Yen ni pe ohun ti a tin so lati jejo.
Believe what God has said.
Ba ohun ti Olorun wi
gbo. About the enemies of the mind.
Nipa ta okan.
That is, know that they are there.
Mo gbo wa nbe.
Two.
Ikeji.
Learn how these enemies operate.
Ko bi awon ta idin sise.
Learn how they operate.
Ko mo tin sise.
Three. I have a definite plan for resisting the enemy. You have a plan that look.
Oh,
it's enough. Four. Know how to use your resources in Christ. Because we have so many resources.
We
should use them. How many have I told you now? Five. Incubate your mind with the word of God. You must become a Bible addict. Carry it around. All the powder, all those things, materials of dead bones. Many sisters place in their
bag.
First of all, put in the Bible. Then put in other things.
Know
that the materials of dead men's bones
will
occupy the place. Then the Bible has no space to
go.
Amen. And the last one. Put up violent aggression against the enemy. Violent aggression. Beloved, this is how to go about deliverance of the mind. Because of that, next week, we are going to spend 1.5 hours here in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to call it a prayer battle. For next Wednesday.
For Jamaica.
And we're going to start on time. So be telling your guy at the place of
God.
After all, unbelievers. Even when they are not sick, they go and collect sick leave. They say they are sick. I'm not sick, but I'm going to a clinic on Wednesday. Amen. So next Wednesday, 1.5 hours, we are praying on this. Because this is the root of many things. And they have to be approached. We are going to rise up on our feet. You lay your hands on your mind, on your chest. I rebuke all the spirits operating against the soundness of my mind.
Mo ba gbogbo emi to yise lodi si iye ko ro okan ni.
I rebuke all the spirits operating against the soundness of my mind. In the name of Jesus.
Mo se lodi si gbogbo awon emi ti sise lodi si iyeko oru okan mi ni oruko Jesu. Yawadura.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Say this after me.
So I don't wait, tell him.
I possess
the mind
of Christ.
Of Christ.
I possess
the mind
of Christ.
I just have some come away, tell him. Mugbe
Okan Christi.
Wa.
Mugbe
ọkàn Kristi wọ.
Tonight, before you go to bed,
lálẹ́ kí a tó lọ sùn.
Give that prayer point 10 minutes.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká fún ókú àdúrà ní ìṣẹ́jú mẹ́wàá.
Amen.